Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into a tiny but powerful book by Deborah Lammeringle called Sophie, I Have to Ask, did this one hit you as hard as it hit me?
Oh, absolutely. It's one of those books that seems almost too simple at first, but then it just sticks with you. Engle's whole argument is that most of our prayers are actually making things worse. They're rooted in fear and control.
Right? She says we're basically walking up to God with a list of demands, like, here's the solution I've already figured out. Please just rubber stamp it. And that keeps us in this cycle of anxiety.
Exactly. She calls it a transactional approach. We pray for a specific outcome, a job, a healing, a relationship, and when it doesn't happen, we feel abandoned or punished. It's like we're negotiating instead of connecting.
So her fix is this one prayer. Please show me what to do. That's it, for words. And honestly, my first reaction was that can't be enough.
Mine too. But then she unpacks why it's so powerful. Instead of telling the universe what we want, we're opening ourselves to guidance. We're admitting we don't have the full picture.
And that takes a lot of pressure off, doesn't it? Because suddenly we're not responsible for the outcome anymore. We're just responsible for the next right step.
Right.
And that's the key, it's not passive. She's very clear that this prayer leads to action. You ask to be shown, and then you have to pay attention and actually do what you're guided to do.
I love how she reframes the whole idea of surrender. It's not giving up, it's radical openness. You're saying, I trust that there's a bigger plan here, and I'm willing to be part of it.
Exactly. And she talks about how this prayer heals the illusion of separation. When we're constantly begging, we feel like a beggar at a king's door. But asking for guidance puts us in a partnership with the divine.
That's beautiful. And it works in every area of life. Like, she gives this example. Instead of praying for someone else to change, you pray to be shown what can do to be more loving in that situation.
That's huge. Because so often we want to fix other people. But this prayer turns the mirror inward. It asks, what's my part in this dynamic? How can I grow?
And that's so much more freeing. You're not waiting for someone else to change. You're just focused on your own next step.
Right.
And she also gets into listening because the prayer is only half the equation. You have to be still long enough to hear the answer. And the answer might not be a voice. It could be a feeling, a coincidence, a sudden idea.
Yeah, she talks about that. The guidance often comes as a quiet nudge or a sense of peace, but you have to create space for it, which is hard in a noisy world.
It is, but she's gentle about it. She says you'll forget, you'll fall back into old patterns, and that's okay. You just come back to the prayer. It's like a reset button.
And what about the really hard stuff? Like, what if you're praying this prayer and someone you love still gets sick or dies? She addresses that head on.
She does. And she doesn't promise it'll protect you from pain. Instead, she says the prayer helps you find meaning and peace the suffering. You ask to be shown how to carry the grief, how to take the next step toward healing.
That's so much more realistic than just have faith and everything will be fine. It's a prayer for strength and presence, not for a magic escape.
Exactly.
And she also connects it to forgiveness. Instead of praying for the person who hurt you to apologize, you pray to be shown how to let go. It's about releasing your own resentment.
That's the part that got me, the idea that holding a grudge is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. This prayer helps you drop the poison.
Right.
And ultimately, this book is about shifting from a life of fear to a life of faith. Not faith in a specific outcome, but faith that you're being guided toward your highest good.
And that's the takeaway for me. I'm going to start using this prayer daily. Just please show me what to do, and then try to actually listen.
That's a great takeaway. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
So, one little prayer that can change everything. It's worth a try, don't you think?
I think it is. Sometimes the simplest things are the most profound. We'll see you in the next one.